Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the Word of God. And today you're hear a song from June Murphy's latest album, the You Ran After Me album. And today's song is called All Because You Wanted To. All Because You Wanted To. Why does God love us unconditionally? Well, the easy answer is because He wanted to. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, the one who does not love unconditionally does not know God the Father, for God the Father is unconditional love. Why did God the Father send His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on a cross so that we could live forever? The easy answer is because He wanted to. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says this, God the Father demonstrates His own unconditional love for all mankind, in that while we were yet sinners, as ungodly, unrighteous unbelievers, Christ died instead of us. When we commit personal sins, which represent disobedience to God and betrayal of the one who created us, why does God always forgive us? The easy answer is because He wanted to. Psalm 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our transgressions from us. And here's June Murphy to sing the song she wrote and produced, which explains God's attitude toward His creatures. The song is called, I'll Bet You Can't Guess, All Because You Wanted To.
God Almighty, Your word is the air I breathe. You're my salvation. You died to set me free.
magnificent God we have who did everything because he wanted to. Thanks, June, for reminding us about God's will, which is always for our benefit. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says this, as believers in Christ, our citizenship is in heaven, from which heaven we also eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is coming back for us. Can you guess why? Because he wants to. O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who is watching or anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the tyranny and the slavery of the rulership of God's enemy, the ruler of this world, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one and only who forgives you for all your sins, the only one who makes you his possession, the one who wants you to be spiritual royalty, the one who wants you to be born again, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And right now, if you want to be born again, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son. And that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in this lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, and the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nine words, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. And then grow by means of grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Get to know him. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord Jesus Christ himself says this, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Come out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark. Thank you.